Welcome to the program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. I want to talk to you today about no more consciousness of sin. You know, there's so many people living in condemnation and always dealing with I don't measure up, or I'm not what I should be, or I don't act the way I should act, or I'm not living up to the what everybody calls a Christian should be living up to. But I've got some words of comfort to you today. In Luke chapter 7, verse 37, 38, and 39, it says this: "And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner." Now, I want you to get that, who was a sinner. "When she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrance oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, 'This man, if he were really a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman who it is touching him, for she is a sinner.'" Now I want you to realize, they elaborate two times that this woman was a sinner. Now some believe that this woman was actually a prostitute. I'm not going to go there. I don't know. But I know that the point that Jesus was trying to make is she came in and she knew Jesus was at the table with the Pharisees, and she went immediately to the table. She began to wash his feet with her tears, and she stood behind him and she began weeping. And she wiped them with the hair of her head. Now a woman was never supposed to take her cap off or her covering of her head off in public. She kissed his feet and she anointed them with fragrant oil. Now feet were nasty in that day because they walked around in the dust behind the animals and all kinds of things. And it was a sign of actually low grade. In other words, it was not a high grade man. But the Pharisee man that invited him to supper said, "Now wait, if this man was really a prophet, he would know what kind of woman this is that is touching him, for she is a sinner." But I want you to understand, so the woman didn't come up and say, "Jesus, I want you to forgive me. I want you to forgive me of all my sins. I want you to do all that and let me know that I'm okay." There's nothing like that happened. But in Luke chapter 7, verse 48, the Bible said, "And then he said to her, 'Your sins are forgiven.'" Now, she didn't even ask for her sins to be forgiven, but Jesus forgave them anyway. Now, there's something going on here that is such a doctrine in the church today, and I'm really not sold out on it, because so many people say, "Well, you got to ask him to forgive you, and if he don't forgive you, then..." But the Bible says in Titus chapter 2, 11 and 12, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age." Now I want you to think about that just a minute. The Bible said that God, the grace of God, is going to bring salvation, and it's appeared to all men, not just a few men, but it's appeared to all men. Here's Jesus seeing this woman. Everybody knows she's a sinner. They know what kind of lifestyle she's living. And Jesus turns to her in verse 48 and he said, "Honey," I added the honey, "your sins are forgiven." In other words, he removed every one of her sins without her even asking. Now, that is not the doctrine of today in the Scripture. But I think if we could go back and recognize how much grace and mercy that Jesus was trying to show people when he walked on the earth, if we would show that kind of grace and that kind of mercy to people the way that Jesus did, we would see something change. Because not one place can you find in all those scriptures, there's about 11 or 12 scriptures there, you can't find anywhere this woman asking to be forgiven. But Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." In other words, "I'm going to forgive your sins just because of what you just did right now." Now, she didn't ask him to forgive her. She didn't confess everything she had done wrong. She didn't believe who he was. She didn't do any of that. You know, we want to accept and believe and confess. And that's the parallel we go through. You got to ask and you got to believe and then you got to confess. And she didn't do any of that. Now, she knew who he was because she fell down and began to worship him. But she didn't ask him to forgive her. She received what God had provided through God's marvelous grace for each and every one of us. And that's the great thing. So he looks at her and he said, "Your sins have been forgiven." In other words, you're free now. There's no more condemnation for you. No more consciousness of sin for you. Romans 12:1, there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. See, if you're walking around today with condemnation, if you're walking around today with wondering if you measure up to meet the mark, I got a word for you today. You don't measure up to meet the mark. You don't have to worry about whether you meet the mark or not. If Jesus met the mark, then your mark's been met. Why? Because He's made us accepted in the Beloved. And as we understand that the favor and the blessings of God that are moving and stirring in our hearts and in our lives, we got to understand this grace is not about my performance. It's based upon the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. What a lovely way to operate in the day and the hour we're living is that my sins are forgiven to be remembered no more. That's the beauty of grace and no more condemnation. What a wonderful thing of no more consciousness of sin. If you want to reach us, you can reach us at hfchurch7@gmail.com. And remember, this is the beauty of grace.